Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Barbara Schwarz, an artist in Amityville, New York, who uses her art to express a love of color, justice, and meditation. The title of her preaching today is, Why Do People Come to You?
A reading from the Gospel according to Mark. Jesus withdrew toward the sea with his disciples. A large number of people followed from Galilee and from Judea, hearing what he was doing. A large number of people came to him also from Jerusalem, from Idumea, from beyond the Jordan, and from the neighborhood of Tyre and Sidon. He told his disciples to have a boat ready for him because of the crowd, so they would not crush him. He had cured many, and as a result, those who had diseases were pressing upon him to touch him. And whenever unclean spirits saw him, they would fall down before him and shout, You are the Son of God. He warned them sternly not to make him known. The Gospel of the Lord. Why do people come to you? For friendship, fun, to talk? Because you are their mom or dad, and through tears, I need you. Why do people come to you? For a solution to a problem, because of family illness and needs, or injustice? Or is it just curiosity about what you're doing now? Why do people come to you? And sometimes, don't we just need space in order to deal? In today's gospel, Jesus withdraws from the synagogue leadership's anger and the momentous needs of the people. Did you just need to take a break and be with friends for even a short time? Why did they come to him from all over the Galilee? Curiosity? Illness? How many stories in Scripture tell of people wanting to touch Jesus and be healed? So Jesus was pragmatic. Have a boat ready so I can be safe as I speak to the crowd. Healings disrupted the Jewish teachings of the day that those who were ill were being punished by God for their sinfulness or the sinfulness of their family. Healing put Jesus in conflict with those who believed he was the Holy One of God or a minion of Beelzebub. What was the source of his authority? What authority do we have in being light to the world by our baptism? In our day, what conflicts us about the truth of what it means to follow Jesus? Do we really believe he is the Son of God? What does it call us to do in these times of uncertainty? Who are the people who come to us say that we are? What do our actions tell about what we really believe and about truth and our stance? If someone were to call us holy, what would we say? Would we want that known? Today's gospel is a short summary of Jesus' ministry and challenges. Our world challenges us in how we speak and respond to impeachment trials, earthquakes, fires, and injustice. Perhaps today is a day to re-examine how we will be known in truth as followers of Jesus. Today, let us take time to examine that.